This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO, the Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Great to be with you.
Jerry, you guys started off with a bang. Obviously, I think it was last Tuesday was the celebration or the anniversary of our bicentennial year in Jefferson Parish, and it's been nothing but great news since.
It's been a sprint this week, certainly. Started with the bicentennial, and we've had several announcements throughout the week, and it's just a great time to be in Jefferson.
So let's talk about some of the companies and these most recent announcements, if you will.
Sure. Last week, the first big one that we celebrated was UBE. This is a Japanese chemical company. That's actually manufacturing one of the ingredients in EV lithium ion batteries to help extend their life. But that's a $500 million investment, all foreign direct investment into Jefferson Parish. That's going to be out at the Cornerstone Energy Park, about 400 construction jobs, 50 to 60 high paying permanent jobs after that. But what's great about that announcement is it just further positions us in alternative energy and emerging energy sectors. Right after the UBE announcement, we moved over to Metairie.
If you don't mind, let's talk about this just a little bit more, because there's something I wanted to ask. When we talk about companies like this, right, this also helps our port, because we will be importing ingredients or goods that maybe we don't ordinarily see at our port today. Would that be true?
That's correct. One of the reasons that a company like this chooses to be here in Southeast Louisiana is the access to the river, the rail, and the roadways. And so it stands to be told that we would definitely be receiving more cargo through the port, and more will be leaving through the port as well. And I think the other thing that needs to be recognized when you talk about the EV battery facility is that these types of manufacturers tend to cluster together. So I think we have an opportunity to potentially attract more development around the EV field.
And what's interesting about this is a ground-up announcement, right? This is something that's going to be built.
This is a ground-up announcement. One of the other reasons they chose that location is they're able to take a byproduct of what is already being produced out there, and through this new manufacturing process, use those byproducts to create new products. So it's a good news story all the way around.
And operations are set to begin in 2027, which is, I guess, a 2-year lag, which is
they're
not
gonna,
bad.
They're going to start
considering you know, I'm sure the size of this facility.
The complexity is enormous, but yeah, they're going to get started here immediately and hope to commission that in 2027.
Absolutely. All right, let's move to the next one, if you don't mind.
Renegade Construction, RNGD. This, many probably know, is the former Palmisano Construction. They had multiple facilities around the region, and we celebrated the consolidation of everything, their headquarters moving into Jefferson. That's another $25 million investment. Not only does it retain the 265 jobs they already have, but it's going to lead to the creation of another 130 jobs. This is significant because they're not just doing work here in Jefferson and Southeast Louisiana. They're working in areas in Tennessee and Alabama, and a lot of that work will be done out of this location in terms of fabrication. Another great aspect of that is they also are building the training academy, the Renegade Training Academy, for skills in the construction industry. So it'll further enhance our construction industry here in Louisiana.
Jerry, how much more of this are you, this type of arrangement are you seeing where they're doubling down and betting on themselves, they're educating their work, you know, a workforce that they're going to be able to utilize because it's so competitive out there finding folks in the trades. It seems as though a lot of folks are saying, look, I can't wait around. I need people now. I need to train them myself.
We're seeing more and more of this. You know, companies, especially in the skilled trades or in a field where you don't necessarily need a four-year degree, is that companies are not waiting around. They're actually trying to facilitate the creation of their own workforce. And we see this in the construction industry. We're seeing it in manufacturing throughout the parish. And it's one of the things we've been really happy to work with companies on is the establishment of these types of training programs and working to really ensure their own success in the future.
Yeah, especially when you're a multi-state company, right? When you have a workforce that's not only just here in the region, but working in other states as well. It's I guess a lot easier to control your destiny.
It is. It's easier to control your destiny. And look, a trade is a trade. A trade may be a trade in terms of the educational aspect, but oftentimes companies want to control the soft skill training and the other things that are necessary to be successful. So they feel like they can do that oftentimes better than anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were Renegade, the former Palmisano Construction Company. As you pointed out, they were in a number of different parishes throughout the region. So this was a consolidation effort.
Yeah, we were really lucky. They had a large fabrication yard in Jefferson Parish off of Earhart there. They were able to acquire adjacent land, which really facilitated them being able to move everything into one location, not only the fabrication, but the headquarters, the training facility, everything there in one location. They have an entire block now in the Labar Business Park.
Yeah, I was wondering where 14 acres were on the East Bank, and I guess that would probably be one of the only places, right?
Yeah, we don't have much green space on the East Bank, but yes, from their existing facility along with the adjacent land they were able to acquire, they're now up to 14 acres.
Let's talk about the next project.
So then at the end of last week, actually on Valentine's Day, we were in Gretna. And this was a great story. The former primary schoolhouse in Gretna, which is a historic building, a beautiful building owned by Jefferson Parish, but it had largely sat dormant on Huey P. Long Avenue for over 50 years. And through a public-private partnership, we're able to rehab, renovate that school, and now it's a beautiful co-working space, about 20,000 square feet of co-working space. Formwork Development actually renovated the facility and working with Jefferson Parish. And it's a great asset right there by the parish government building, the general government complex, the courthouses. So for any businesses needing a location there on the West Bank. It's co-working space, splashdown space, lots of opportunity.
And that was that where the German Hellenic Cultural Center was as well at one time?
That's on the that is still there on the first floor, and the co-working space is all above that.
But the entire building has been renovated.
The entire building has been renovated and actually working right now to try and bring in some retail, perhaps some food offerings there on the first floor as well, coffee shop type development.
And there's another announcement about a century-old food distributor. Tell us about that.
Well, if you smell olives through the phone right now, that's because we just left Peroni and Sons, which many of or most in your audience would probably recognize the old Progress Grocery on Decatur. But Peroni and Sons is over 100 years old. They're a distributor and manufacturer of food products. Most would know their muffalata. But they also, in that same area as Renegade, back in LaBar Business Park, have acquired a second building, 7,500 square foot manufacturing facility. And they're retaining their 90 jobs over there and put about $1.5 million into the new facility. And this one was a great announcement. One, I think it's especially poignant when the parish is celebrating 200 years, to be able to celebrate a company that stood the test of time over 100 years. You must be doing something right. But it also really speaks to our food cluster. Everyone knows New Orleans for their food culture, but we really like to focus on the food manufacturing here in Jefferson. We have so many great food manufacturers, and it was great to be able to celebrate Peroni and Sons today.
So they are, correct me if I'm wrong, they had a footprint here already, and they're expanding it?
Yeah, so they have a great distribution facility there in LaBar Business Park already. This is a second building for production. So got to witness some great, the olive room and the really just a great facility of they're producing muffalatas and all types of food products in there.
And historically, did they do this somewhere else before?
They were doing it, but this is allowing them to expand that operation. So they were able to move the food production off-site from their distribution facility, gives them greater capacity, and really enhances their efficiency.
Jerry, when we come back after the break, let's talk a little bit about maybe your thoughts about Super Bowl impact it may or may not have had in Jefferson Parish, and obviously we're rolling into Mardi Gras as well and what that means to the parish. We're visiting with Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO, the Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO, the Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Before we talk about Mardi Gras, Jerry, I know that you guys run a number of different programs in assisting small businesses. Anything on the horizon for 2025?
I think one of the things we're excited about is actually rebranding our our Grand Isle Oysters. That's going to be really aimed at supporting our local fishermen. But we're always launching new initiatives, always trying to support our local economy, small business financing. We encourage any business really that's expanding or needing help to give us a call or go to our website at jedco.org.
Y'all have a lot of information. You can put a lot of issues to rest, misnomers, misunderstandings about the process and otherwise, and it's time well spent, right?
Absolutely. Our staff sits with businesses every day, walks them through processes, answers questions, gets them wherever they need to be, and that's what we take a lot of pride in.
So let's talk about the Super Bowl. Obviously, I think it the execution was second to none. It looks like almost everything was really, really favorable. Great reviews. Everyone's anxiously awaiting economic impacts. What's your gut telling you?
Oh, I think it was an outstanding success. I'm not in the business of giving Michael Heck too much credit. You know that, but I had to text him that day before the Super Bowl. My wife and I were in the French Quarter, and just everywhere was packed. The business all throughout the region. I told him if I had a magic wand and could change anything about the weekend, I don't think I could pick anything that we should have done differently. It was executed flawlessly. And I think, you know, we get caught up in, of course, the hotels were full, the restaurants are full, but the trickle down is immense. I mean, every company throwing a private party needs caterers and florists and lighting companies. And then when you compound that with the extended late Mardi Gras and the revenues from king cake sales in this region, I am anxiously anticipating what those February tax revenues are going to look like for Jefferson Parish.
And then we go right into Mardi Gras, right? And it looks like we are having Family Gras again this year, and it looks like that's slated to be a big event. A lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, Family Gras, and I mean, just judging from the lines outside of Randazzo's in the morning, you know, business is good. And I think in my next life, I'm gonna create a king cake that's in demand, because I would love to work for a couple of months and take a couple of months off.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. But they're busy. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely, they work for it. Absolutely.
They're shipping them all over the country as well. It's amazing, you know, when you stand in line and you just hear the stories of what people are intending to do with the king cakes that they purchase.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges for Jefferson Parish in 2025?
I think it's an opportunity, but something that we're just monitoring, given the president's position, is is we've really got a foot in the door on wind power. We talked about the EV battery manufacturing, but with wind power, and we think we have an opportunity to really exploit this as part of our all of the above energy push. We know we have the legacy sector with our oil and gas, but the more that we can participate in these alternative and clean energy initiatives, we think we have a real opportunity with what we already have with Gulf Wind technology, for example, moving from research and development into the manufacturing. We just don't want to lose any momentum. So that's something that we're certainly monitoring from the federal policy side.
Are there any other thoughts about federal policy? I mean, I know things are moving fast. They're moving quick. It's hard to get your finger on the pulse of what's coming next. But as you mentioned, a lot of this does have a trickle-down effect, both positive and negative.
Yeah, I mean, things are moving a mile a minute. And so it's a full-time job just trying to monitor what's going on in D.C. And how it's impacting us and how we can react. And we want to be nimble enough to react quickly and make sure that Jefferson is getting or taking advantage of everything that we can take advantage of from an industry standpoint.
Yeah. I know that Jefferson Parish has made the decision, the council that is, to embark upon infrastructure improvements this year. I've been really impressed with how much they've had the eye on the ball, recognizing it's pay me now, pay me later, and pay me later may be a lot more than pay me now.
Oh, that's there's no doubt about it, and that comes with having a parish that's 200 years old. Not that all of our infrastructure is that old, but if we don't fix it now and stay on top of it, we know that those costs just start to get exponentially higher. So the parish council, and certainly the parish leadership with President Lee Shang, really focusing on infrastructure, making sure that we remain strong, and that all leads to a quality of life. We don't want to accept anything less than the best. So the residents certainly let their feelings be known, and the parish is focusing on that.
There are challenges, right, with the transition in neighborhoods, small businesses, and then, you know, residential property, having to re-engineer that. And if the infrastructure is in good shape, it kind of motivates folks to go in and do that, right?
I think it absolutely does. And people want to be in a location where they have all the tools they need to be successful, and infrastructure is one of the most important. And so when you have a strong infrastructure, people know they can invest. People know that they're going to get a return. Their property value is going to be retained. It certainly makes it easier for both businesses and residents to invest in their own properties.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time, your insight. Congratulations on the most recent announcements and the continued celebration of the bicentennial year in Jefferson Parish. Jerry Bologna, President and CEO of JEDCO. Have a great week.
Thanks, Noel.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.